R-T-C-W.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Here on TSN.
Even end and game.
Back and live, and I think we've got Wonder Dog with me. Wonder Dog, are you there?
I am here, Warwich. How are you doing tonight after that incredible, incredible win? Shout out to the Dark Side for doing a great job. Now, I am going to hand off my headset and allow you to interview the outspoken member of the Doctors, George. I'll be handing it off in just 1 second.
Very good. We're going to pass the headset, and we're going to make the magic happen here. It looks like I've got another interview. Dr. George, you there?
Yep.
Okay, if you can lower your mic down just a little bit towards your... You're a little quiet. Just a touch quiet.
I'm a touch quiet?
Mm-hmm.
How am I not?
Hold
on, I'm here. Let me see if you could raise the input. Yeah, we got Boomer now raising the volume.
Because I've got you boosted here on my end.
Gotta speak up, because it's pretty loud in here.
Okay, well, do your best to speak up, and we'll do our best here on my end. So, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Who are you for the Doctor's team?
I wasn't officially the captain or the leader, but realistically, I was. I'm the one who set up the practices and stuff like that. Everyone was around and stuff, scheduled scrims and everything. Try to get us prepared for this tournament.
Now, the tournament itself, the Doctors were, dare I say, not a lot of people realized just how strong your team was. You had a lot of uppercuts and right hooks, I can't even speak, that people did not even see coming. The Doctors really considered an underdog team, swept through the bracket and just wiped out all competition till at last you squared down against the Dark Side. And here are people saying, wow, the Doctors, who are these guys? Out of nowhere, they could take the win. And you nearly took the win tonight. Tell me, you're up 2-1 and the game looks like it's yours. How are you feeling at that point and what do you think went wrong?
Oh, we were feeling great. It was just a really good feeling. This whole was just so loud. We could barely hear in the game and stuff. And I don't know. They just got to the wall breaches really fast. They blew them before we could even do anything. And then they came through the breach real early, and then it just forced us downstairs. And that's the last thing you want to do is set up in the basement. We were hoping to set up down at least 4 minutes, but we got down there 6 minutes. And it gives them more time to last. Our last line of defense and documents and just bring them up. And they spawn raped us. I don't know. They just kept spawn raping us with Pandra. It was coming, but there's nothing we could do about it. Positioned very well.
It's a very good position on their part. I saw several of their attempts there to definitely sabotage your spawn, several of which did not turn out in their favor. The Doctors played just an ensemble of destruction, and you guys brought that game hard. A lot of people out there really expecting the Dark Side just to completely annihilate you 2-0, and out of nowhere, I knew the Doctors had it in them after seeing some of your other games in action. You guys brought that score 2-1. Then it looked like things kind of swept in favor of Darkseid and came up 2-2. Then you were unable to actually steal the documents there in that final round for you, and the Doctors, or rather the Darkseid, able to bring it home for a victory. Now let me ask you this. Is it true, the Doctors, you're mainly a Counter-Strike team, and you've just recently picked up this game. Is that not true?
That's absolutely true. That's the reason why we found this clan. Compete at the summer CPL in Counter-Strike, and then for a while before we joined Cal Invite, there was nothing to do for a few weeks, and then we saw this post on Shax about this tournament, and we're like, hey, let's just do this. Some people are like, nah, forget about it, it starts in a week, we're gonna get owned. We're like, let's just do it, it's something to do. So got the game 3 days before the tournament started, and we just went from there, and we just got better as every match progressed, and we just got better. We practiced a bit more as the tournament went on. And it just worked out good.
Well, what a testament to the skill of your team to be able to pick up a game that none of you have played and to take on some of these teams that have been at it and have been practicing. and have a huge advantage, and to take it all the way to the finals, and to be the number two ranked team on the Battle on DOS Beachhead tournament, and then to walk out and say, well, thanks guys, but we're leaving World War II or World War II behind, we're off to Counter-Strike. That says a lot about you guys, and it leads to another question. Are the doctors done with RTCW, or do we have the great privilege of seeing you in battle more?
We're not officially done. We do want to take a break. You know, try to concentrate on Counter-Strike now. We've got, like, really big Counter-Strike matches coming up in Cal Invite. We're currently 6-1, so it's not bad, considering we haven't played Counter-Strike in 2 months, but we want to try to get back to slowly. Counter-Strike 1.4 is coming out. We're going to take a break, and then once QuakeCon releases more information about their tournament, we're going to look towards QuakeCon. We're not sure about online until we know about Quake. We'll use online practice to prepare for QuakeCon, but at the time, we're going to be preparing for Counter-Strike at the CPL. I don't know if we could manage both games, but...
Well, you'll definitely make the attempt, and I've just got to tell you, and I want you to pass it on to your teams, nothing but the highest respect for the doctors, like I said, to be able to bring their team into a new game and dominate as much as you have. I know for a fact that if the doctors remain in RTCW, you guys are going to be a force to be reckoned with for sure. Any final shout-outs you want to give, any final mentions or notes you'd like to say to your sponsors or friends, anyone in general, as I congratulate you on your second-place position?
Well, mainly I want to give a shout-out to my team. I know they're disappointed now, but they shouldn't be. They really shouldn't. We did really well. We had some future plans for Wolfenstein. We're just going to take it one step at a time. And I want to give a shout-out to Rob, the owner of NLI. He let us land most of our matches here whenever we wanted. He let us land here for free. It didn't matter. He was really behind us and supported us 100%. So that's about it.
Well, my friend, congratulations. Everybody out there dialed in, very impressed. And I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of you guys in the RTCW arena to come.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Gonna pass it back to Wonder Dog here. I'm the Wonder Puppy. Do you have the headset on?
I am back.
Hey, welcome back.
Incredible game by both sides. And unfortunately, somebody had to walk away the not winners. Somebody had to walk away the losers, Warwitch. And Darkseid deserves credit.
Well, we've been having a hard time with Buddy Phone all night, and I just hope this means this ain't me disconnecting from the server. TSN.
That is sauerkraut in mein Lederhosen.
Here, on TSN.